I am being me so that you can be you, because there is nobody who's going to be you or who can be you. And I do not want you to lose track on what you can be by trying or pretending to be somebody else. Because I see a lot of people growing out of it. Men, women, little girls and boys coming from it. Teenagers of 13 and 16 year old trying to figure things out.
Trying and to fit in. Really.
Yes, fit in probably. Yeah. And whatever it is that they're taking from my content, until and unless they're learning from it, oh my God, I think I've done my part.
Hey guys, I'm back with part two of my conversation with Rida Tharana, who is an MC, host, and a true social media influencer. In this one, we talk about issues with society. We have talks around skin color and how you and only you can support yourself when no one is around. So being comfortable with who you are, or comfortable with who you are, goes a long, long way. Is it comfortable or is it comfortable? So I've read somewhere or heard somewhere that it's actually comfortable as opposed to comfortable, as in comfortable, as in four syllables as opposed to comfortable. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. This one's an exciting one. Just like last week's episode, which was part one of my conversation with Rida. So if you haven't checked it out yet, consider checking that one out first before proceeding with this one. Without further ado, let's get right into it. This is episode 28, aka part two of my conversation with Rida Tharana.
I think it's my voice that most of the times it gets them hooked. Like, okay, let's hear what she has to say.
Ah, this fake accent woman. Ah, she's back again with her iPhone. Bloody hell. Let's sit her down and have a cup of tea. And
Mama, have you seen Bridgerton?
Oh no, I haven't yet. Oh, so my wife and I are watching The Queen. The
Queen's
Crown.
Gambit?
Now. No, the Crown. Okay. Queen's Gambit's done. Oh, my God, we're watching The Crown now. And dude, it's crazy. I mean,
is it so real? I think they had a lot of repercussions against that as well.
Dude, big time. And it's sometimes it's just like, I have this big thing against the British, and it's just inherently who I am. I think what they've done is just in this. I can't even say unforgivable. It's just really sad that in the same century where they were ruling over us, and then they left us, and literally after looting and whatever, taking away whatever they could, they haven't had the balls to step up and at least acknowledge it. And, you know, I think Shashi Tharoor has gone to Oxford and fucking raped the shit out of them. And you should see that talk. It's crazy where he talks about repatriation and how, you know, the British has done all this. But you know what? We're not asking for anything back. But at least someone can acknowledge it. And especially when the Crown's still active today. Right, the Crown still, the Commonwealth is still something that exists today. Yes. Right, India may not be under it right now, but then that's not the point, right? The idea is that things like you can't have the Kohinoor on the bloody Crown. That's just, you know, it's not possible. It's not okay. It can't be part of the Crown jewels. I mean, at least as a show, a nice gesture, do something about it. Say it. You know, there are sentiments there, right? Because I feel our country would have been a very different space.
I feel that too.
If it wasn't for this. A lot of people, I remember there was a teacher of mine, and again, this is nothing to do with this. I'm just going on. Okay. There was this teacher of mine in school who spoke about how India is India today only because British came down here. To some degree, probably true. But to most of it doesn't make sense. Especially she's talking about how railways was left behind by them. And it's only because of how, you know, all the resources that were left behind, the rails and, you know, just the engines and all of that is what we could build off of. But that's not entirely true.
It's not true. Yeah. Have you heard about the Harappan civilization as well as the Indus Valley civilization?
It's one of the oldest civilizations on Earth.
The most beautiful civilization. Yeah. Okay, it was right here near to it. And I've tried researching a lot on it. And that civilization had brains, okay? When I say brains,
true brains,
our drainage system would not be as covered as they had. They had bathtubs, okay? They had beautiful constructions to an extent that you're telling me a civilization that old could come up with that. We couldn't come up with a rail.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. That sewage system from the Harappan days are no one's able to, you know, keep up with that. It's just not part. Indus Valley
Have
itself.
Have you even seen the theory of their bricks and how it was kept up and how it was there? It's a thing with history that I have. I love it when it comes to that. The Harappan and the Indus Valley civilization has always, always been one thing that it's just that how humans are so divine and adverse at the same time, all right? You have the power of knowing what you can do. At the same time, you're fickle-minded at the same place. I won't deny that. But imagine us being so privileged at the moment, saying that it's because of the science I studied, it's because of the mathematics I have, it's because of the degree I hold. Those people didn't have anything. That was just basic common sense that they laid down to it to know that this is how a construction had to be, or that even now when I used to see their pictures, I was just at all like, how? They had those dolls that they made to play for the kids. I'm like, you can't tell me that I'm pretty sure they had education system also back then.
Very different kind.
Yeah, different kind. Actually, they had stories, the buildings. Yeah. It was not just a normal house. They had stories. Yeah. And I'm like, how? You understand the evolution? I'm pretty sure even now, 2020, we were supposed to have flying cars, if I'm not wrong.
Okay. No, Back to the Future.
Yeah, we're not wrong. And America is the only place which has aliens. And
hey, everything happens in the US, okay? Every single thing. Come on, what are you talking about? From aliens to earthquakes to natural disasters, everything happens there.
Okay. The entire country has been destroyed on a whole different level to that extent. And the saviors come from there. So please, all right? And it was on a whole different concept as to, I think, evolution. I'm not saying it would definitely be different. Okay. I feel like it has its own perks, its positives and negatives when it comes, but you are right. They will not acknowledge it. Even if you question that part, they get offended on a whole different part. They wear it as a crown that our ancestors did it. It's okay. We're okay. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. And when I'm watching this too, I sometimes just, so I've reached this point, which I think what you mentioned earlier, which is I decided not to engage and decide not to get into any sort of heated debates or controversial discussions. Yeah. Although I love doing it, okay? But I don't.
Same.
I have just reached a point, I'm like, no.
No.
I can't do that. I used to have these long-ass arguments with my dad. And then I realized that every time, right, there's that flinch.
Exactly.
Like, he says something, I'm like, should I engage or no? The answer is always no.
No.
Never.
You can't. That's the same. You remember, we were on a call and I was just saying that the reason I do not want to change something from my mom or a dad, from my family, is because they've already gotten to an extent that they believe whatever they do is right. Yeah. And you putting them in a position will just make them uncomfortable. They will just trigger things that is not required, and it's just a waste of time altogether.
Right. So true. And that's the thing, right? So there are times when, just to myself while watching the show, I'll be like, these guys are so privileged. These guys are just like, I mean, they could have done something about this bloody 55 years ago, more than that rather. I keep living like as though we're in the 2000s, just like we just entered the millennium, but whatever. But I'm just thinking, like, this is really sad. And if you see that talk by Shashi Tharoor, it's incredible. He's got away with words. There's no denying it.
Oh my God.
He's like,
I love the way he talks, all right? His language is something that I admire. Yeah. But again, I'm somebody who likes to keep conversation in a simpler pace.
Yeah.
If you start using some words, Akash, I had to need a dictionary for it.
Yeah, I completely agree. But the funny thing is, people in Oxford are doing the same thing. He's standing there in the hall of Oxford and he's like literally, you know, I wouldn't even say orating, he's ranting. He's like telling these guys and he's looking into the note and then he's again raping that guy there. He's just like talking, like it's like a heated debate. And those guys, either they're not understanding some of the words he's using and they're like, holy shit, this guy's killing it. But at what level?
I remember my friend trying to improve her vocabulary by adding a lot of synonyms into the words. And when she would send messages in our group, it was so huge. All six of us sit with a dictionary to understand what it is. You could have just told the word responsible.
I am okay. That is basically what she's trying to say, like in some manner. Okay.
And it's, that's when I realized that the power of your language does not require some quality heavy words to put it out there. If you're just trying to convey, even let's consider this, okay? The writers, the lot of people who write on Instagram also, right? My sister sends me certain quotes and certain writings. I'm like, yeah, it's amazing. She's like, you don't even read it.
Yeah.
Because they have so many complicated words. You could have just said, my heart is broken, my ex is a bitch.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think it comes down to that, right? You need to know your audience. You need to know how to convey it.
You're right. I think it's different also. Let's take example of Rupi Kaur. Rupi Kaur's Milk and Honey, her entire writing is simple and subtle. Okay, whatever she conveys, whatever she puts out is in a simple, basic English. In the same time, you can go ahead and see a lot of other writers also, when they write their novels or something, they use words extravagant to an extent that you don't understand anything. It's, I'm just, you know, there are novels that I read, I'm skipping the word because... Yeah. Anyways, yeah, you wouldn't understand.
Should I? No, I should not. Next page.
Yeah, you would know the story anyways.
How he died? Well, I don't want to go back to those complicated words.
That's the thing. So I always say so. And even now is also when I remember that your language doesn't even matter if you're confident enough as to what you're putting out on there.
Right. And
you know, it doesn't even matter as to whatever language you're comfortable with. If you have the confidence to put out your narration or your words, it's fine. Let's take an example of this political matters. I don't really involve myself into political
Please
matters.
Please don't. And that's like the next part of social media.
Oh my God.
But in real life.
Oh my God. My sister is somebody who indulges in it.
Are you serious?
She is amazing.
Okay.
You cannot have a debate with her. She'll have valid points. She'll cutthroat you to an extent that you will be regretting that why am I even a part of this conversation.
Okay? Like I said, no, I'm not engaging.
Yes. She'll put out stories. I'm not going to say if she's against it, towards it, you know about what I'm talking about. Yeah. She's going to put out those stories. People are going to be offended. She'll be like, unfollow. I don't care.
Yeah.
On a whole different level. And the reason I don't want to talk about it because I'm not politically active and I'm not somebody who's there. I might deny to certain points and I will stand up against it if I feel is wrong. But again, it's a very crucial topic and now I feel it's not political anymore. It's
way beyond all that, right? That.
Yeah. It's way more religious. It's way more casteism. It's way more privilege. It's way more about your power.
Yeah.
But it's a shitty world. If you're powerful enough, if you have the money,
you live a life. Exactly. That's power and money.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, so true.
I was watching Gangs of Vasseypur.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Yo, boy. You have to. And then I got to know that this is how it happens. I'm like, oh, you see, what? You're telling me that this is what happens? You're telling me that people just randomly have guns with them? Yeah. They just shoot away. I'm like, what?
You've heard of these stories, right? There are these things that pop up sometimes in newspapers where they say, this person was shot. And that's it. The article ends there. That's it. No one has any idea what's happened to that person. That's
it. Like, in a highway, there'll be at least 2 to 3 dead bodies fallen. It's not a big deal. I'm just like, oh my God.
There's that movie.
Even, I am a hunter. You want to see my gun? I'm like, no, what is the gun we're talking about? And that song went viral on a whole different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you want to talk about WAP. But let's not talk about that.
That person, 50 Cent, can sing about Candy Shop. Why can't I sing about my gun? That's how this guy sing.
Indian web series and movies have come to an extent that they've started talking about reality and things that happen which much more than what is happening. The misogynistic content is kind of going away and fading away to an extent. And it's okay.
That's also the trend, right? So because it is what people because they're catering to metropolitan cities.
Yes.
And people like to being forward-minded too, if you think about it, is a niche in itself. Right. If you like, it's the left and the right, like in any government. So it's left. The left might have a lot of forward minded thought. This guy is thinking in the future. He wants technology and forget about, religion and all of that. Right. Oh. And that's also a trend in itself. Mm-hmm. So why not cater to that? Mm-hmm. That's one way these guys look at it. And like you said, I think it's becoming when someone comes up with it. Comes up with a movie and then you say, okay, that person's come up with it. Maybe we can do the same thing. And then it kind of becomes a snowball effect. Makes sense. I think we should definitely talk a little bit about what you said around color and race, because this is something that a lot of people struggle with in our country. I should unbox this whole fair and lovely thing right now. God. You heard that, right? Fair and lovely is not fair and lovely anymore.
I have a character called Lovely. And you know what the introduction is? Hi, my name is Lovely. Not fair and lovely, wali lovely. Glow and lovely, wali lovely.
That's the name, right?
Yes.
Glow and lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, you know, you see this big forehead? The light reflects to it and to my bright future, because I mind my own business. That's how the intro to it begins. Like, I have three characters. One is Lovely, then I have Anoishri, and then I have Parveen Banu. So the problem now here is...
I like Anoishri, it sounds nice.
Oh, she's very, very good. Like, when I sell that she's good, she's very, very good. Oh,
okay, I see.
Like,
okay.
This is the accent, but problem is now when I take her in, they're like, you are copying Niharika.
I knew it.
I'm like, I have her since a year ago. I feel so bad for Anoishri. I'm like, I can't put you out anymore because people hate you. People think that you are Niharika now. I love her content, by the way. She's been amazing. But it's a lot. So whenever I do the two-part series in my stories, my entire comment section is filled with that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, but Anoishri was there a long time ago. So Anoishri spoke about body shaming. So the entire video IGTV is on body shaming, where Lovely spoke about posting the content and why people stay away from it. And Parveen Banu was a parody of Indian marriage. What is that called? There was a reality show that was on Netflix, right?
I mean, The Great Indian Marriage. I don't know.
Oh my God, it was on a whole different level. Like, how did I forget?
Okay, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I got it. Big fat.
Seema Aunty.
Yeah, you understood.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a parody of it. Like, Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
My Parveen Banu. Bengaluru ki top matchmaker.
Okay, got it. Okay. Got it.
So I am the Muslim Parveen Banu who's like, patta hona, patti hona. देखो माँ जल्दी 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 शादी कर लेना मरवा लेट करे तो पट्टा मिलता नहीं so these were the characters that I discovered that I put out during the pandemic, but it's so hard for me to put out Anoishri right now, because the moment I take her out, it's always about
Niharika.
And as much as I love her and appreciate her, I mean, it's not her fault, by the way,
dude, she's my wife's good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was here as part of the YouTube forget what it's called. What's that yearly thing that they have? It's called YouTube Fan Fest. Yeah, YouTube Fan Fest. She was here along with Jordan Dane and a few of the other players.
She was with Jordan Dane, right?
I mean, only she was just pulled in to play a few characters. Mm-hmm, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Actually, I'll get to that in a bit as well. Mm-hmm. But in the South Indian one, I think it was in Bangalore. And she was there. Jordan Dane was there. And I think Jordan Dane was hosting the event. And there were a lot of other big players as well. And she chose to dance as part of her. I think she had 10 minutes on stage. Others chose to maybe do stand up. Some of them chose to do something else, sing or whatever. She chose to dance. And her crew was basically, my wife was with her. So she was dancing with her because she knew her from some of her events. So my wife was doing something in the digital space and she connected with her earlier. And she knew a few of these guys. And at that point too, she was known for her YouTube content.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And if you notice, I think I had this, I saw this video recently where all the South Indian creators got together, from Danish Seth to Jordan Dane to Niharika and them, all of them online, even Sumukhi and all of these guys. And they were talking and she said, see, I've always been this kind of person. I've been doing this for like a long time and I've had this character on my YouTube videos as well. It's just that I started publishing reels recently and that kind of is on that whole wave.
Exactly.
And now everyone knows her for that.
And it's not that, okay? I'm not sure about this, Akash, but I feel the amount of hype South Indian creators get is quite lower than what North
for
Indians
sure.
get.
That entire this conversation I spoke about where all of these guys are there, they're like, it takes so much effort from
us.
To even have to make a mark there.
Exactly. And not just that, all right? If you're a South Indian, this is not how you talk. This is how you're supposed to talk. If you have a nice accent or something, that means you're faking it.
Correct. I'm a Madrasi, obviously.
Yeah, okay?
Obviously.
If you cannot have a nice accent.
Correct.
All right? It's the same thing here also. I'm like, oh, you're from Coorg. You're a Muslim. How are you speaking so well? Huh? What is rubbish.
I know what.
What are you saying? Even back in Coorg also, so they're like, their thing, the Coorgis are sent to the good school and all of it. Like, they can speak, they have to be in a good thing, and they are beautiful, they look good and all. Let's talk about the color now, okay? and all of that, right? And then if you're doing good or better than them, how can she do that? We didn't expect her to do that.
Yeah.
We didn't expect her from this. And, and it's a whole different level. Even now when I'm like, oh my God. And now even if I try to get the South Indian accent, you're copying Niharika. I so wish I could collaborate with her. Yeah. Niharika, please. Collaborate with me. Let's be friends because I'm so done of people doing this to me.
Oh man.
Oh my God. But then, yeah, this is the thing. Coming from Coorg, my sister, let's take us three itself. I'm brown. My sister's fair. My little one is brown again. The shaming for both of us, like all three of us, was same. My sister was done being fair. Okay, because it was all like, why are you the fair one? Are you being adopted?
That side as
that
well.
That side, okay. I'm telling you, society is crazy. You don't reach out to them. Why didn't you reach out to them? You reach out to them. Why did you reach out to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I needed this. Why do you need this? Why didn't you ask me then? It's crazy because you do anything, they'll eventually find problems with you, whatever that is.
Correct.
It's a thing like that. You call them. Why did you call? Oh, you call me now after so many times. If you call them regularly, why do you have to call me regularly?
Whatever you do, you can't please
you
them.
You can't please them, okay? And in the same place, me and my little one, my Zoya, were always being like, oh, you're dark. You know, your sister's very fair. How are you dark? What do you mean, how are you dark?
What does that mean?
I was sitting in my mom's womb selecting the color slate of what I wanted.
Correct.
How dumb can one person be? You know, I think if you do that and do this, you might go well. You have nice features, so you will get a boy. Okay? She does not have... See, she's only fair, okay? She does not have nice features.
Right.
I am like, oh my God, how? To an extent that I really didn't like myself. I really thought I couldn't make it or I cannot be with this. This is not what I want or this is how it is going to be. There's this one thing also. Black girls or brown girls usually get fair guys. Or Huda, you're fair. I think you're going to get a brown guy.
What does that mean?
Please see my face. Zoom in when you take this because I'm done.
Oh, man.
It's so bad. That's how they comfort you.
Right, okay. Right.
It's okay to have a brown skin because I've seen all the brown skin has this. And if at all you attend a wedding where the girl is brown and the man is fair.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for that lady. The entire concept of attending a wedding is to judge the amount of gold you have. Okay, that's not a nice design. Is that from Malabar? You know, how many grams might that be? Who gave you that? Yeah, uncle, auntie, your sister? How much did you get it? How much did you spend? Where was this? Eat the food nicely. Oh, there's nothing in it. Yeah. It's not nice. And at the same time, also say that, oh, she got lucky. She got a fair guy. Okay, if the boy is dark and the girl is fair, the boy is, mashallah, I mean, he's amazing. He looks good. He earns well. He definitely deserves a fair girl.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Have you seen that guy's features?
Right.
You know, have you seen the way he stands with his two legs where everybody can stand? It is so rubbish to an extent that it's never with boys, trust me. It's always with girls.
I was
going to
say that actually. If you think about it, when someone, and again, I could be completely wrong here and I'm not sure how this started, but when a writer describes a good-looking man in a book, it's always tall, dark and handsome.
Why?
I don't know, but I've never understood that either. Tall, dark and handsome. Again, I don't know if that's the complexion. Ideally, it should be what else can be dark, right? Yeah, so I'm just like, tall, dark and handsome. Okay, that's not a bad thing. But why is it the other way around for women?
Yeah. And it's not that. No, why is it not the fair one? I feel bad for the fair ones now.
That also.
I told you, when I'm a feminist, I don't hate men.
Yeah.
I'm standing for the fair men out there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And this is another thing also. You know, like the fair men go like, I like brown chicks.
Yeah.
I'm not into fair girls. I mean, I understand your preferences and all of. Please don't pity or don't put it in a way that the brown girl should feel that, oh my God, I'm privileged.
Right.
Oh, and this one thing I hate, your beauty with brains. You're too pretty for a brown girl. You're too smart for a South Indian.
Have you heard that?
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's just really unfair. That's just, what the hell, dude? That makes...
Okay. And I'm like, what do you mean? Beauty with brains is not a compliment to everybody who thinks this. This is not a compliment. It's again setting up a standards as to how beauty is always superior. And beauty cannot go with
someone who has brains.
Yeah, who has brains. And if you're ugly is when you have to be with brains. What rubbish nonsense.
If you're ugly, you better study.
If like, if you're ugly, you're nerd, Akash. That means you are that. Okay, it's bullshit on a whole different level. All right.
Oh,
I got comfortable with my skin after I came to Bangalore. I guess they started appreciating my skin. Like, I love your skin. I like the way it glows, or I like the color it has. I like your features. Or I never ever felt comfortable in my skin, or I never liked myself at all.
Back
at home, even when I reached Bangalore, also, it took me quite some time to embrace myself as to however I was, from my body weight to my skin color to the way it was. And I finally realized, like, it's okay. It's not under my control. I think I've been eating Fair and Lovely for years together. It didn't change. So I'm pretty sure it's not going to change anyways.
Right.
And with genetics and all of it, I'm like, oh my God, this is basic science. It's not under your control at all. Why would you body shame someone for the sake of it? And even in the events also, we need tall, fair girls. This is the irony, okay? Tall boys need short girls. Okay? Need short girls. Okay? Medium guys also need short girls. Then what do tall girls do? We sit here and dance. Tell me about this. It is so annoying. And all the brands think that just because your waist is 24, you're short.
Okay, yeah.
My pants don't reach my foot. It's always ankle. I'm not even asking for ankle. It is so annoying. First of all, they don't have a size 24 because... What are you? Hava pani pe jeeta hai kya tu? Okay? 24. On top, or else they'll not have the extra plus size. And on top of it, they think that if you are that, you're short. It is so annoying on a whole different level. And then that's when I realized that sooner, when I started accepting the way I was, however it is, and people were like, oh my God, you actually like the way you are. I'm brown skin and I never really liked it because of this. And that's the reel that went trending. No. The one which went like, whenever I go home, I have an aunt who always tells me, oh my God, you've gotten so dark. No, auntie, I wanted to get even darker to match your mentality and the color of your soul. There were a lot of repercussions on it also. Like, you know, you are being judgmental. You're telling black. It's a metaphor.
Yeah. And see, if you say someone's soul's dark, that's not the same as you painting
exactly.
someone's skin color, right?
And then I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. Check it. It's okay. And again, it has two sides and two stories. Every coin has a two side. If I'm right at that, they're right at their point. So it's fine. That's the one that went viral on a whole different... It started up picking from one reel which said that, why are you not self-centered? It's your fucking life.
Right.
From there to another reel. Then I thought maybe it's the top that I'm wearing, because I was wearing the same top. I recorded the same day that it's picking up, because I'm not sure why.
I'm going to keep wearing this. Never going to wash it.
I cannot find that top anymore.
Shit, dude. Okay. Why? What are you doing here? Go look for it.
And then there was another reels where all of my savage reel would be when I'm wearing a sari. They're like, is sari your savage reel content? Like, you wear a sari when you're giving a savage reply. So it was crazy. So, but then at the end of the day, I was just putting out whatever that I've experienced or whatever that I've gone through in my whole way or in my thing.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, okay, this is how it is. And this
it is
how
relatability that really works today.
Works
right?
Today. That is also true.
It's a big currency.
Yes.
It works really well.
And not just that. I had this crush on a guy. And irony is, we just ended things up saying that, you know, it's not going to work out. You deserve better. You know, right?
Yeah, I got it. Those cliche answers.
Yes. You know, you're powerful. You are better off alone, whatever that is. Let's not talk about that. And they were around two reels that was made on him. It goes viral. Why does it go viral? When it goes viral, I'm like, I miss him now. But I'm not supposed to miss this guy.
I didn't mean any of it,
exactly.
But there are a million people who agree with me.
Why are you guys sharing this? Why do you guys like it? I remember him going like, the reason it went viral is because maybe there are a lot of assholes like me out there. I'm like, oh, the honesty, I love it. But maybe let's talk on something else apart from this also.
I think it all goes back to what you said earlier. And I think we spoke about a lot of this too earlier, which is that not a lot of things are in your control,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
There is only what you can literally do today. And you have, see, first of all, even with, let's take content, for example. We put out content hoping it's going to do well, it's going to do this and all of that. But what we do, what's not in our control is, just how maybe the market is, how generally the algorithm is.
Akash, to be frank, I think, I'm grateful for whatever that is I'm feeling right now. The number of followers still does not affect me, or it still does not change the person I am. And I keep telling myself every single day that I do not want you to change. I want you to be exactly the same how you were before. At the same time, I don't really expect a reel to work. I just put it out there because I wanted to put it out there. I say, even if I had 3,000 followers, I would still put it out there. Okay, I would still put it out there. So I'd never ever expect. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, not bad. This one's doing good. That's the only time I go and check. But apart from that, I never expect that. I hope this goes well, because I don't know. I think it would give me anxiety if I do that, but it does not. So I'm just like, let it be there. If it
Thank God. Work, good for you.
Work. If it does not have to work, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay. So now I have around 21 to 22 videos that has reached, which has crossed 1 million point. There are at least three reels which has crossed more than 6 million. And I was like, it's okay. It's completely fine until and unless people relate it or they like it, it's okay. And that's the only time it's been gone. And some reels take a lot of time for it to reach. Some of them are stagnant right now. 5 lakhs and that's it. Not more than that. It's still a number.
That's a huge number.
Yeah, but yeah. For me, it matters is how is it impacting? Because at the end of the day, I get DMs telling that your post make me happy. Your post gives me confidence. The way you put yourself out there itself just says, if this girl can be confident in her skin, she's okay to show herself off the way she is. She's okay to put her thoughts out. Why cannot I? You know, the entire thing of, especially when I make these positivity reels or motivation reels, they say, I needed this the most. There was this one reel I remember, the reel that went viral after that, which hit 7 million after the auntie reel was, hey, remember this, that you deserve the world. There's nothing in this world that can stop you. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Okay. And you're worth it. And there was this one comment that hit me very bad. There were two comments in that video. Okay. One comment was, you can say this because you have a nice nose.
Okay.
I still think of it in my dream, and I'm like, is that a compliment or was that?
What does she mean?
Yeah. Okay. Another one was, I really thought the video would end up saying, hey, I'm just having fun, fuck off. Okay.
Right.
But then thank you for this. It meant everything to me. And that's when you realize that how the media or how you put out content has been diverse to an extent that everything is taken out on a joke, or people think that your emotions is played to an extent that, oh, you deserve the world, eh, fuck off, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah, but such a cliche. Yeah,
but actually, yes, but actually ending up with, you deserve the world and I love you. They were like, I've never heard I love yous from anybody, but the fact that I feel that hearing it from you, I deserve it, right, makes me feel much better. I still receive the video, like, I've saved this video, I watch this every single day, and I'm like,
wow, that's crazy.
This is all I wanted from my platform. I don't care if it's going to reach millions or trillions or whatever that is. If it's helping at least one person feel confident about themselves, feel worthy about themselves, I think I've done my job.
Absolutely. There's this YouTuber, Danny Gerbitz, okay? Again, he's just a content creator from, I think, from the US or Canada, probably US. And I don't know why I'm bringing this up, it's something on the lines of, and something I was talking to my wife about as well, which is, he ends all his videos, and he's a very soft-spoken guy, extremely talented. He's a cinematographer, so he color grades and makes his movies look so nice. And I think he's worked with huge clients, mm-hmm, from Pepsi to Mercedes and all of these things, right? But he ends all his videos by saying, I love you. All his videos, and he can truly, he actually means it. You can actually listen to it, and he sounds like, yeah, guys, so yeah, that's pretty much it. And yeah, I love you. You know, he ends it on that note.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There are some videos that I always end up with, I love you, especially when I go to live videos and tell them that you're all doing okay. I hope you're all doing okay. You're doing fine. And you have to know that I love you. I wanted to normalize the entire concept of the love you, as to it is not for your partner or something, but it's for your kids, for your mother, for your father. I started normalizing with my dad. There is also another reel which went around 7 lakhs to 7, 8 lakhs, which wherein I'm just saying I love you to dad. And he blushes once and twice. And then the second shot, he told I love you too. And I was like, You had to pretend, maybe, for the video.
Yeah.
But then I was so happy. And we've normalized to an extent that even now I send him a text, I love you. And he'll go like, I love you too, Tituma. Or I'll just call him and say, I love you. He's like, I love you too. It's been normalized. And we have to normalize in the brown household so much to an extent. Because there, if you say, I love you, like, boyfriend.
Yeah. Boyfriend, what the hell?
Huh? Boyfriend, no. It's like that. And it even now, also from my followers, also, even when I'm texting anybody personally, I'm like, I love you guys, okay? You know know that.
Right.
And I mean it, because the amount of love that you guys shower, I really feel that this world is not kind, but you always prove me wrong. You always put me in a position to think and question myself, telling that not everybody is the same way.
Right.
Okay. So if it's completely okay, maybe if I'm concentrating so much on the hate, I just have to just divert my mind to the amount of love these people shower, from taking time out to comment, to time out to compliment. It means the world to me. And trust me when I say this, I mean it.
Right.
So that's what I always do. And that's, there are a lot of them. I'm just like, thank you for existing.
Yeah.
Thank you for just being you. And that's the only thing I'm like, okay, from my page, this is what I want to give out. Like, if I can be me, this is a reel that I wanted to make today, actually. I'm like, if I can be me.
We should make it. Okay. No, just there.
Like, yeah. If I can be me, I mean, I am being me so that you can be you. Because there is nobody who's going to be you or who can be you. And I do not want you to lose track on what you can be by trying or pretending to be somebody else.
So true.
And I think that is one thing I would definitely want to put it out there, because I see a lot of people growing out of it. Men, women, little girls and boys coming from it. Teenagers of 13 and 16 year old trying to figure things out.
Trying to fit in. Really.
Yes, fit in probably.
Yeah.
And whatever it is that they're taking from my content, until unless they're learning from it, oh my God, I think I've done my part.
For sure. I think that's a good place for us to wind things up with that. And I think we've spoken about so many things. God. And I still have so many more things to talk about. But yes, so something I tell all my guests, and I will tell you too, is we'll definitely bring you back, and we will have a very different kind of a conversation then. We'll talk about where you're at that
yeah.
point. We'll talk about, I wanted to dive a little more deeper into your education stint here, how you study and how, you know, I think there were a lot of hardships you faced at that point.
It was there.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll either have you later, or we'll see. We'll figure things out. We'll somehow collaborate.
That's fine.
But yeah, I think one last message, something I ask of all my guests. One last message you'd want to put out for, you know, our viewers and listeners. What would that be?
Well, I think I just finished that. You should have told me. I should have put it
out. Go for it. So anything that you want to stress on, just, something you've spoken about already, or you can go with something else too.
I just know. It's just that understand that accepting oneself with flaws about yourself, with positivity, your negatives, your toxic traits, it takes a lot, okay? It takes, it's a process of accepting yourself, and self-love is not something there. But understand that you deserve as much as love as anybody out there. You deserve the same amount of love you would want to give it to somebody, and you deserve everything in the world that you think anybody else does. And never stop dreaming and never stop giving up. But at the same time, be kind and nice to people, because everyone's struggling and having their own battles. They wouldn't mean it, or they wouldn't want to do it that way, but it's the time and the situation that might put it in their self. But in the same way, don't lose track of yourself, because as I told, the biggest supporter anyone can have is you, yourself, and anyone who can have your back as well as love yourself even when the entire world stands against you is yourself. So that's just that. And sayonara. This is me, Radha Tarana, signing off.
Is that how you normally sign off?
Oh my God, that's another video that's going viral now.
Oh, is it? I yeah. had no idea.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, so when I'm on my events, so once entire crew is happy, because the moment I say, sayonara, this is me, Radha Tarana, signing off, they're like, oh, it's wrap up time, it's time to go. So yeah, that's my emceeing part where I sign off.
You're like into
way.
Animes, or you're into...
I love anime.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
So yeah. I'm not too active on Instagram, just putting it
but
out there.
Do you
there.
Watch animes?
I mean, not entirely, but...
What have you watched?
I mean, I've just seen Death Note, and I've just seen... Okay. I mean, this is just back in the day, because my friends are just like, just watch it. And I was
I
into card captors. And yeah.
It's something that you learn a lot from. It teaches you a lesson in a whole different aspect itself, if you're somebody who's into it, okay?
Right.
Like the movie writing and the scripting is on a whole different level, that you understand, like, how did you come up with this? How did you come up with that? They show a lot of sacrifice. And the same time, the lot of courage that it puts out there, that it molds a person to it.
Yeah,
I've been
yeah.
an anime fan, as well as I'm a K-pop fan as well. I'm somebody
okay.
who mix into a lot of it. Like I blend it a lot. I love I'll be listening to Hindi old songs of Kishore Kumar some days.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to Dynamite of BTS some day. I'm listening to animes and Japanese songs some day. It's a crazy blend, but it's just that. Doesn't matter until and unless you're enjoying it or you're learning something from it. And animes have always been an option. And I love Japanese on a whole different level.
Dude,
I learn that language.
Dude, so my wife and I went traveled to Japan, and we saw the headquarters where all these animes are made. I forget the name of the house, but we walk past it and there are a couple of people, there are a couple of comic houses.
Mangas.
No, there are book houses outside. We're selling mangas. Oh, yes. And my friend, so we had a few Japanese friends there and they were like, so this is where they, this is why people are standing around there looking up at this building. I was like, what about it? So this is where all these animes are made. I'm like, oh my God. I see. I wish I could see it with that eye.
I think
eye,
they have a Naruto museum as well, which is just filled with that. Yeah, sure. And I'm just like, oh. I remember somebody asked me, like, I just want to be able to star in two Punjabi songs.
The same way you want to be part of
an anime. I think I'm pretty enough to be in a music video, earn enough money to go to Japan and South Korea.
Perfect. Yeah. Dude, two places, definitely go. Definitely,
so
for
that's
sure.
That's one thing that I love. But then yes, that's how I sign off. I love signing off that way. But the moment I do it, everybody's excited. Oh my God, it's wrap-up time. But I think it's a tagline in my Instagram also, even when it's my IGTVs or something. That's how I end up like, okay, sayonara. This is me.
That's so cool. That's so awesome. And yeah, I normally ask people where do we send them, but I think they all know you from Instagram anyway, so they'll anyway come and find you there. But and we'll have it linked in the show notes as well.
Thank you so much for making time. Thank you so much for having me, Akash. I just had so much fun.
This was just awesome. I think, like I said, we spoke about so many things, but I had such a blast, like, you know, really diving deep into these things. Yeah. And we'll definitely have you again.
Oh, I cannot wait to come back again. Thank you so much again. Yeah. Thank you so much for feeling that I was worthy enough for this, by the way.
No, of course you are. I mean, if you are putting yourself out there with that, you know, the right intentions, I think anyone should, you know, get at least some sort of platform to really talk about that.
You're right.
And like I said, there are so many other aspects I want to dive deep into. We will have you here again for sure.
Always, anytime. Cool. Just let me know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was the episode, guys. What are your thoughts on the conversation? I'd love to hear from you in the comments below. If you did like it, then do consider smashing the like button and showing the YouTube algorithm what's up. And why wouldn't you hit the like button? It's free, it doesn't take any time, and goes a long, long way with the algorithm and helping us get the content in front of others. So yeah, hit that like button. And while you're at it, do consider subscribing to our channel as well, because our other content too is probably going to be beneficial in some way or the other if you like this one. If you are listening to this over audio though, then do consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It's another way that you can help get the word out, and a very different algorithm, but still helps us get the show in front of more people. If you don't have an Apple device, fret not. Just share the content with your family and friends over WhatsApp statuses, WhatsApp messages, or Instagram stories too. And I think this way others can even find our show and probably might help them in their journey too. Cool. I think that's pretty much it. I'll catch you guys in the next one. And once again, following in the footsteps of my friend Ridha, sayonara. This is Akash Damodaran signing off.